As the very close race in the state's 10th congressional district nears what could be a dramatic finish, the state of the economy features prominently in the rhetoric exchange between the Democrat Bill Keating and the Republican Jeff Perry. Decades of growth have wiped away Cape Cod's quaint lifestyle, and now the down economy is hitting the Cape and the South Shore hard. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, Republicans are poised to capitalize on the situation.
The 10th Congressional District is really two districts. Cape Cod is losing people, while on the islands and the South Shore, it's a completely different story. Asian Americans are making Quincy one of the three towns in the district growing the most, along with Plymouth and Hingham. But even though the South Shore's population is growing, one of the traditional pillars of the economy, fishing, is sinking. And Republicans could reap the benefits of that distress. In Scituate Harbor, you can't miss Steve Welch's boat. It's the one with the huge Jeff Perry sign. Welch is one of 8 or 9 commercial fishermen left in the town.
They used to be upwards of 18, 20, 22 in the heyday. So it's not looking good. If things continue the way they're going, we will be out of business next year. This boat here has been sitting since March. I have not used it.
Welch hasn't used it because strict quotas limit how many fish South Shore fishermen can catch. Fishermen like Welch up and down the coast complain that quotas are killing their way of life.
So I just sit idle and hope for the best.
But Welch says it's not just the fishermen who are sitting idle.
If you continue down this road where you make health care mandatory for small businesses, people aren't going to hire. They're going to keep under the threshold of employees, and it's just going to stagnate the economy. I have friends in small businesses that do construction, carpet sales, fuel dealers, and nobody's hiring because they're not sure of the health insurance issue.
An hour down the coast and across Cape Cod, we find Len Greiner in Harwich. The disappearance of Steve Welch's commercial fishing business is hurting Greiner's charter sport fishing business.
Now that the commercial fishing industry has gotten tight, a lot of those guys have become charter boat captains. So in a down economy, you have more people offering charter fishing and less people looking to spend money. So it's had an effect on us.
Len Greiner's wife, Debbie, is making cranberry jelly in the kitchen. Her business, selling the homemade jars, Cranberry Harvest, is booming. But because Len wasn't earning enough with his charter boat, the Magellan, he's had to go back to working for a regular paycheck.
I've had to go back to sea. I work in the merchant marine because there's not enough commercial fishing and charter boat business to support a family.
Greiner is also seeing other families on the Cape having a hard time.
I can think of 3 families off the top of my head that relocated within the last 2 or 3 years.
Harwich, where the Greiners live, is on the upper arm of the Cape, the part that went for Scott Brown. It's where most of the exodus is happening. Just remember, the lower arm of the Cape and the islands are Democratic strongholds. People are staying put on the outer Cape, and the island's population is booming. But back on the upper arm, people have been leaving the Cape, in part because the construction business has been devastated. The downturn in construction has affected Ben Buck, and that's why we found him at a Republican rally on the town green in Dennis.
We're suffering. I'm an electrical contractor, you know, and I work down in the Orleans area. We were out of work for 2 months.
Buck has 4 children, 6 to 16 years old, to support. He says the Cape is an expensive place to live.
Families can't afford to live there. I'm one of the last few families in my area, and we're being pushed out, okay, because of the cost.
Over in Falmouth, Democrat Eric Turkington has become an expert on the political scene. For 20 years, until he retired last year, Turkington represented Falmouth and the islands in the Massachusetts House of Representatives. And he sees a political consequence to all those out-of-work fishermen, electricians, and carpenters.
They all drive pickup trucks. And they were very enthused when Scott Brown ran his campaign. I was very intrigued by the number of people in the building trades who were very for him. And it's not that, you know, they cared much about his positions or anything, but they were just pissed off. They were unemployed, their families were in trouble, and they were just sending a message.
Republicans are counting on those families in trouble to send a message again next week. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.